everyone's delighted. I think we performed particularly well today. I thought we were very, very good today, and for fortunate enough to get, maybe get some more goals. Good home performance, and we look forward to Saturday now.
It was a tough game all round. I mean, Woking looking to come back from their defeat on Saturday at Hartlepool. You coming in on the back of the win at Halifax, and you know, for a long period in the game, it was nip and tuck. But then Danny Caedwell, you know, stepped up the way Sulphen does, and
yeah.
put you in the lead, and then got another soon after that.
Yeah, after this, we've hit the post twice in the first probably 10-15 minutes. I think at half time we said we had 10 or 11 shots. I don't know when the last time we've done that at home was, in the sense of going on the front foot. It's not how we deserve to win, so we'd be the better side, and under light would win.
You mentioned you hit the post twice. Once it was Andy Drury, and the other time was Corey Whiteley on his home debut. How do you think he went today?
Corey?
Yeah.
He was alright, wasn't he? No, I thought he played really well. I thought he was excellent. He's a threat, he's a ball carrier, he's got pace, he's got ability. He's a very, very good player at this level of football. I thought he was a constant threat the whole game. Obviously, he's been in the building 4 days, 5 days. And I expect him to keep on getting better and better, and I'm sure he will.
He's a box of tricks, isn't he? I mean, he pops up all over the place. He's got all sorts of talent that he can demonstrate, pace, all sorts of things. The fans are going to really enjoy him.
What I like about him is he's effective. So he gets crosses and he gets shots away. He's not a, you know, we've had a few probably like that can do some tricks but can't score a goal or cross it properly, and he can do it. He's very, very effective in the final third. He makes things happen.
But there were some great performances throughout the team this evening. I mean, the players like Jack Connors, Dean Rance, yep. Jack Payne, they've worked tirelessly this evening, didn't they?
Yeah, I thought the whole team played well. I don't think we had a player today that can come away. Anyone who came on either who didn't perform today, I thought everybody was excellent, which they have been the last three games, to be fair. And listen, we don't get too high, we don't get too low, we go on Saturday now.
You brought Corey in. Any other players on the horizon, or is that it now?
No, we're still actively looking if we can get another one in. As I've said to you for the last month, it is difficult, and we will get the right ones in. We're not going to be pushed into getting the wrong ones in. We're not desperate, obviously. You know, we're 3 wins on a bounce. The player that comes in has got to be a player that can affect my 11, like I've been saying the whole time. There's no point me bringing players in to sit on the bench or sit in the stand. And I think Corey's come in and been excellent, and we'll see what happens in the next few weeks.